Rubeola.
Great. So we can obviously talk a lot about these, but so rubeola is measles, as you know. So not to be confused with rubella, which is German measles. So mumps, measles, rubella vaccine. You give at 12 months. So you give the first dose at 12 to 15 months. You give the second dose at 4 to 6 years of age. Measles, obviously, you can get coplic spots, okay, the mucosal lesions. You can get a rash that goes from head to toe, maculopapular, pretty standard. Cough, coryza, conjunctivitis is not specific for measles, so you can get that in rubella, but resources tend to flood you with cough, coryza, and conjunctivitis. I've seen it in different questions. So students tend to get questions wrong because resources erroneously list that for measles, but in reality, it's just viral infections, period, can cause cough, coryza, and conjunctivitis. Rubella, German measles, will be the answer when they give you suboccipital or post-auricular lymphadenopathy. So they tell you there's kind of tenderness to palpation on the lower part of the back of the head, suboccipital or the behind the ears, post-auricular, the lymph nodes. That's classic for rubella. And you get a rash head to toe as well, similar to measles. Rubella, of course, can cause torches, congenital rubella syndrome, which will cause a PDA. So your continuous machinery-like murmur, to and fro, pansystolic, pandiastolic, cataracts, deafness. Rubella in a pregnant woman causes arthritis. Studying for pediatrics, but I'm just telling you that's a notable factoid. Mumps does not cause rash. Mumps is just going to be your MOP, MOP. So meningitis, orchitis, paratitis. Paratitis is the important one. Enlarged lymph nodes, the jaw, enlarged parotid glands. Scarlet fever, what causes that?
What one is that again?
Scarlet fever is strep pyogenes, so group A strep. So you can get a standard pharyngitis, right? Strep throat. But then if it leads to a strawberry tongue and a body rash, salmon pink body rash, that's scarlet fever. And you obviously have to give penicillin for 10 days to prevent rheumatic heart disease. Rosea is going to be viral, self-limiting. You don't treat it, but you need to identify it via spot diagnosis. So you're going to see a Herald patch with a Christmas tree rash. That was on my 2CK. You gave it like in a teenager. Usually occurs in the 20s, and you get this itchy rash in at least a quarter of patients. And it lasts average of 5 weeks, but it will last about 1 to 8 weeks. And it's self-limiting, but it's viral. It's usually HHV6 or HHV7. But you need to know the, I want you to write Google image Herald patch plus Christmas tree rash, pityriasis rosea. And just no treatment necessary, self-limiting. Kawasaki disease, I know you've heard of that, and the whole like students like to jump out and be like, oh my God, like coronary aneurysms. But the important point is 5 days of fever. You have at least 5 days of fever and desquamation of palms and soles. So they can call that a palms and soles rash. It's desquamation. And edema of the dorsums of the hands. You can get injected lips, tongue, so red lips or tongue. You can get red eyes, injected conjunctivae. And you can also get cervical lymphadenopathy. And it's the only thing you give aspirin to kids for when they have a fever. Actually, in general, you never give aspirin to kids. Aspirin plus IVIG is how you treat Kawasaki. Scabies, you're going to treat with permethrin, topical permethrin. That's the linear burrows on the hands, right? Henoc, Schonlein, purpura. It's going to be a tetrad where you've got obviously your palpable purpura on the legs or buttocks, usually a young 3 to 6 year old. That's the first point. The second is IgA nephropathy, so you get red urine. The third is abdominal pain. The fourth is arthralgia. You need not have all four, but it's common to have. If you get a difficult question, like I've seen questions, like a very difficult HSP question where they, instead of giving you the lesions on the buttocks and thighs, they gave like some on the trunk And then they said that like there was a, I don't know, like a 4-year-old girl who had red urine, but she also had abdominal pain and arthralgias, and it was HSP. They give the rest of the supporting information. But you could just get like the lesions and red urine and like no abdominal pain or arthralgias, and you're like, well, it still is HSP. So I'm just telling you what you could expect. Like if you get arthralgias and abdominal pain, don't be confused. Like you can see that in HSP. GI infection or viral, that's what will cause it. And then Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, don't give doxycycline, don't give tetracycline antibiotics to any child under the age of 8. 8 or younger, do not give doxycycline. Give amoxicillin for Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. And Lyme disease as well, you know, you're not going to give doxy to kids 8 or younger. I had a question on my TCK where I think it was a 6-year-old who had Lyme disease. They showed you a Bell palsy. They showed you two pictures. They showed you a Bell palsy and they showed you the circular rash on the arm. It was not a target rash. It was just circular rash. Students also get that wrong because they're like, oh my God, but it's not a target rash. It doesn't have to be a target rash. Target rash is specific. It's not sensitive. And the answer was amoxicillin because it was a kid under 8.
Okay.
And then finally, quadruple S, staphylococcal scalded skin syndrome. You just need to know it's going to be a neonate who has a diffusely salmon pink rash, who has desquamation of palms and soles. It's toxin mediated. It's exotoxin. Got it?
There's a lot. Yes.